This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
As a true crime listener myself, some of the stories that really get to me are those when a loved one has gone missing. On the Vanished podcast from Wondery, host Marissa Jones tells stories of missing persons who have gone missing and have been overlooked by the mainstream media. Marissa speaks with friends and family of the missing person and frequently speaks with law enforcement and others that are close to the case. Marissa's goal is to help families find their vanished loved ones or find a sense of peace. The Vanished has over 300 episodes, so there are hours and hours of cases for you to experience right now. In a recent episode, Marissa looks into the case of a young girl named Sofia Juarez.
18 years ago, Sofia disappeared on the night before her fifth birthday. Most of Sofia's family is now deceased, but dedicated law enforcement officers are carrying the torch for Sofia and hoping that she's still out there somewhere. Then, years later, the case was reignited after a woman in Mexico who looks a lot like Sofia appeared in a TikTok video and claimed she'd been kidnapped as a child. Could this be Sofia? The Vanished brings you the story of this abduction and the decades-long search to find Sofia Juarez. You're about to hear a preview of The Vanished. While you're listening, follow The Vanished on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Wondery, feel the story.
The time that has passed, the number of years that have passed, we know that somebody out there somewhere knows something. And the reality of it is over the last 18 years, relationship changes, people's loyalty changes. Sometimes people want to clear their conscience. The reality of it is we need one tip. We just need the right tip. We've had a lot of tips over the last 18 years. We've had literally thousands of tips, and we've worked each and every one of those. But we need one credible tip. And I still believe that at some particular point in time, we will get that tip. Somebody will want to clear their conscience. We will continue to generate information on this so that we can exhaust all leads.
On the evening of February 4th, 2003, 4-year-old Sofia Juarez was at home in Kennewick, Washington. One of her relatives left the family home to go make a quick stop at a nearby convenience store for milk. And after he left, Sofia decided to follow him. And the bright, bubbly young girl who would have turned 5 the very next day vanished into the night, never to be seen again. I'm Marissa, and from Wondery, this is episode 301 of The Vanished, Sofia Juarez's story. Sofia's story is different from most of the cases we've covered on the show. Earlier this year, law enforcement from Kennewick, Washington contacted us about sharing Sofia's story. There was just one hiccup. Most of Sofia's family wouldn't be able to talk to us. Her father was never involved in her life, and her mother is now deceased. Many of the people you will hear discussed in Sofia's story were just children at the time she disappeared. So we had to think outside of our usual format and rely on interviews from the original reporting officer, the current investigator, and the chief of police to tell Sofia's story. So who was Sofia Juarez? We asked the current investigator, Al Wehner, who runs a dedicated cold case unit in Kennewick, Washington, to tell us what he knows about Sofia.
She was, you know, a typical 4-year-old child growing up in the Tri-Cities. She liked to play with her young aunts and uncles. She liked to play with her dolls. She was a very shy person. She was living in the home with her mother, Maria, and the grandmother, Ignacia. Ignacia's boyfriend, Jose, was living in the house. And also living in the house were some younger uncles and aunts of Sofia, who were the children of Ignacia, and there were 4 uncles that were living with Sophia, ranging in age from 6 to 15, and two aunts that were living with her, and they were in age from 14 to 17. So a total of 6 uncles and aunts living with Sophia in the house, and that was in the 100 block of East 15th Avenue in Kennewick. So they spoke primarily Spanish at home. However, she did have limited English speaking capabilities, and she understood English. So Kennewick is part of what we call the Tri-Cities. We're located in southeastern Washington, and it's actually more of a high desert climate. We don't have the forests or the trees like they do on the west side in Seattle or in the Blue Mountains or the Cascade Mountain Range. The Tri-Cities is comprised primarily of Kennewick, Pasco, and Richland. We're located along the Columbia River, where the Yakima River and Snake River meet up with the Columbia. We have significant agricultural development over the past 30 years. We have an interstate that travels through the three cities. The census figures, when this incident occurred in 2003, Kennewick had a total population of 55,000 people.
Sophia lived in a multi-generational home with her mother, grandmother, and other relatives. We asked Investigator Wehner if he could tell us a little bit about the neighborhood.
It was a single-story rental in the lower-income area of town, and it was the 100 block of East 15th Avenue. The homeowners identified that they had been living there for a number of months prior to Sophia's abduction. It was your standard residential community. There are individual single-family dwellings in that part of town. The homes are separated by anywhere from maybe 15 to 50 feet. The homes in that area have front yards and backyards. They didn't know the neighbors real well. A lot of their friends were associated through the church that they attended, and they had some different family members, distant family members that also lived in the general area, but they weren't real close with many of their neighbors. There are a number of neighbors that still live in their homes from the time period when the abduction occurred. Some of the other residences are rental units, and so obviously the people there move in and out. So it's a mixed residential neighborhood in that regard. As far as crimes go, it was mostly property crimes that were occurring in the area. Not a lot of history of homicides in that area. There was some drug activity that you would expect in any residential area for the Tri-Cities during that time period. It wasn't real expensive specific to that neighborhood.
February 5th, 2003 would have been Sophia's 5th birthday. But no one could have predicted that she wouldn't be home to celebrate it. What was a usual evening in the home took a different turn when Sophia decided to join her grandmother's boyfriend on a quick trip to the grocery store.
You've just heard a preview of The Vanished, and it's easy to see why it's the gold standard in missing persons podcasts. Listen to the rest of this episode wherever you get your podcasts.